Now let's get acquainted with him. We're told he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. Now, this boy Saul was handsome. Physically, he looked like a king, but he was not at all. He was just a front. He was just an actor that could play a part, but he, at heart, was never a king. But you see, the people were not choosing one according to character. They were choosing one according to the outward appearance. And that is the reason that right now, I think our nation is in the most dangerous position any nation could be in. I mean that the most dangerous enemy we have today is the television. The man that will ultimately control this country is the man that can make a good TV appearance. Why? Because we choose him by the way he looks and the way he talks, and not by his heart. Oh, if we could only have an X-ray instead of the TV and see the true character of the man. And that puts any people in danger. And so the people here of Israel wanted a king. And he was tall. He was handsome. He was fine-looking. Wasn't a finer-looking man in the nation. He was a TV and movie star. And I tell you, he looked the part. And he could play the part, I think, too. But he wasn't at heart. Now, verse 3. And we're told here, and the asses of Kish, Saul's father, was lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and rise and go seek the asses. I know the Lord has a sense of humor. You just can't miss it, because it's in too many places in the Word of God. And here, the very interesting thing is that the children of Israel were looking for a king. And what is happening now is this. Saul is out looking for the asses of his father, and the asses of Israel were out looking for a king. And they're bound to get together, friends, and they are. Now, will you notice? And I think the Lord must smile at a thing like this that's taking place. And what a commentary on the human race. Now, will you notice this? He goes down through the tribe, and he is looking for them, and he asks here where they are. Verse 5, I'll just lift out a verse here and there. When they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come, let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us. In other words, they were out looking for them, couldn't find them, and finally, Saul said, let's get back home because we're going to get lost too, and they'll be out looking for us. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God. He's an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there's not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, and here is a little note put in here by the Spirit of God that frankly is rather helpful. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Now, I think the reason for the change is these men that dealt in necromancy and dealt in spiritism are called seers. God wants a different name for his man. And so now, he's called a prophet. That actually and truly makes Samuel the first of the order of prophets, although Moses was a prophet, we're told. But for the order of prophets, this man Samuel can truly be considered the first. Now, the one that they're talking about here, of course, is Samuel.